this. One moment, Rico.
Hello, thank you for watching. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey, not too bad over here. Appreciate you asking. Happy Tuesday, huh? Taco Tuesday for me. I love tacos. I don't know about you, but for me, I don't know. Whoever came up with Taco Tuesday is genius. Seriously. And I'm speaking with, is it Rico? Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, Rico. All right.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So Mary sent over some information just to catch me up to speed. Congratulations on the established business, by the way. 5 years in, is that right?
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah, there you go. Nice. Time flies, doesn't it? I just can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So now you're looking to target both residential and commercial work. I see the areas, Georgia, you got Alabama, North Carolina, so you're definitely covering some distance. I feel like they're all pretty darn close to one another, though, too, because I always drive through it every time myself. So, now, would you say, 100 miles is more like it for you, or would you say no more than 50 miles, though?
100 miles is fine.
Probably 100 miles. I agree, yeah. That's the reason I asked, is because we have multiple packages, and each are a little bit differently depending on your service radius. Now, we do have a package that goes right at that 100-mile marker, so it works out perfectly for you, okay? And now, you don't have to use all 100 miles. You can actually narrow things down to specific cities, zip codes, counties. I mean, sky's the limit with that, okay? All calls, they come directly to you. Nobody ever touches any of your customers. So however you like to be found, please let us know so that we can put it out there for customers to talk directly to you, okay? And
all right.
Rico, before I dive into pricing, did you have any questions regarding the program itself or how it works in general?
Not really. I mean, I've been working with some other guys, and I don't think they've been doing a really good job. I mean, they whenever I started working with them, they did a good job, but then after a few, the first year, they used to call me pretty much every month, at least once or twice. But then, after the first year passed, I just get I don't get a call anymore. I get a text message, asking if it's a good time for me to talk to them. And I mean, because before they used to call me pretty much every month, and after the call, we will set up an appointment when was the next call was gonna be. So,
got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so you're gonna love our program then, because we actually even say this on the recording part, saying please stay actively involved in your campaign, right? Meaning we need communication between us and you to us, right? It's same thing like in a relationship, right? You got to have that communication and trust. And or to build trust, you got to start off that communication, So I think we're on the same page with this. Yes, sir. So as long as you communicate with us and we communicate with you, I'm telling you right now, this will work out very well for you. There's unlimited calls, unlimited jobs. There's no pay per lead or anything like that. It's a flat rate month to month, no contracts. And once you join our family here today, Rico, we don't work with anybody else who does what you do in that 100-mile radius, period. The strict policy, we're not allowed to spread leads out to other competitors. So you know that we're going to give our everything to earn your business each and every month by doing our job, staying good communication with you, and making sure you get a return on your investment, right? That's what it comes down to in the end. Yes, sir. Now, I do see that you have a Google Business Profile. I mean, they got some bare essentials going on here for you. And the website. Can you talk to me about this website? Did they build that for you? Did you build this yourself?
No, they built it for me.
Okay. Got it. How do you feel about the website?
Well, they did a better job than the previous one.
Yeah, okay. All right. So You know, Rico, I'm a very straightforward, honest guy, okay? So I hope you don't mind, but, you know, when I'm looking at this website, like, it's great. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, it's simple. You got your a statement here and everything. But I feel like it can use some testimonials, right? Hear from customers, right? Get some more pictures going, you know, get some information. I don't know. It's just, it's a plain layout for customers going through. I think, but hearing from customers of the work that you did, I mean, I see over 9 years of experience on this. Like, why not show what you've done for the customers? They're going to love that, seriously. And that's something we can help you with. If you're not happy with this website, we actually develop websites included in our package as well. Okay, so I think that we can really do well with you. Now, you're not just going to get on Google. You're going on the first page of Google, along with 60 other directories as well included in your package, like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce even, right? So I'm just naming a few here, but you get 60 of those directories on top of being on the first page of Google. And we even include your Google ads on the very top above that local map section. So whenever somebody's looking for keywords like flooring experts nearby or floor installers or floor and repair, your business will be top recommended on the first page right there, along with ads above it as well, too. So the more – you already know. The more they see your business name, the more likelihood they give you a call when they the time comes when they need you, right? So that's very important. Yes, sir. So now, of course, we don't want you taking our word for everything. We develop a fully customizable tracking system. That way you can see all the traffic going to your website, traffic going where the call is coming from. You can even see where it's calling from live. That way, if you miss the call, call them back. Yeah, if you want to change your keywords on Google, hey, you by all means, you have the keys to the car. You can do so if you want. And we give you an account management team that's open Monday through Friday for you. That way, we take the load off your shoulders. You can focus more at the job at work at hand rather than on the back end trying to figure out how to add a picture to a website, right? That's what we do. Yes, sir. When it comes to the pricing, so actually, Mary's put you at a 50% discount rate. So right now, month to month, we're fulfilling at one position, so we only work with you, at only $449 month to month. That's including everything we spoke about just now. And giving the breakdown of the Google ads, usually customers are used to saying, oh, we pay that much, but how much is it for my ads now on top of that? Not for us.
Right.
We actually look out for you guys. So it's included in your $449. So 300 of those dollars, not additional, of those dollars are going to your clicks on your Google ads as well, too. So again, your pricing will never change, never goes a dollar above the $449 a month. Okay. But Rico, based off the pricing and everything that's including on here, does that fit in the right budget for the ballpark there?
Yeah, it sounds pretty good, very reasonable.
Awesome. So honestly, this will probably be a lot quicker and smoother just for you because you already have a web presence. We don't have to get you Google verified all over again or anything of that nature, okay? So don't worry about that. But I do need to make sure I have things correct. I don't like to trust just whatever I see on Google here just because it could have something off. Rico, how do you spell your first name? Is it R-I-C-O, like the business name?
Well, that's my last name.
Oh, that's your last name. Okay.
Yes. Victor is my first name.
Oh, get out of here. I'm calling you Rico. Do you go by, like, last name, or do you go by the first name?
Both. I respond to both.
Okay. I'm only calling you Rico. All right. We'll keep it with, what do you prefer? I just want to make sure I'm addressing you properly here.
Sorry, it doesn't really matter.
No? Okay. All right. We'll keep it with Rico, because I actually, that last name is just catchy, man. So I'm glad you named it Rico's Flooring. Seriously. All right. Now, Rico, just to make sure, even after payment here today, my promise to you is to make sure to stay on the phone so that way you see everything on paper, okay, through your invoice, through email, and through text, okay, so that way if you have questions or concerns, you can ask me right away. Rico, what is the best email I could send the invoice to?
It's ricosflorian@outlook.com.
@outlook.com. All right. Nice email, by the way. A lot of business owners don't get the actual business name in their email. Now, also, is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you so we can get that communication strong and ending? Okay, perfect. And also, for for your customers, do they reach out to the same phone number or a different phone number?
Not to this phone number.
The same one? Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I have the business name as Rico's Flooring, and the business address as 301 Austin Avenue, Northeast, 30060. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, again, communication needs to be strong from the very beginning of this relationship. So what I would like to do is introduce our technician team another day. I don't want to take too much of your time today. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them to go over how they're going to develop the new website for you? Make sure the ads and everything are all on point with you. You have tomorrow, like an hour window?
Not tomorrow.
Okay. What day works for you?
I'm very busy through the whole, I would say throughout the whole week.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, what day works for you? You tell me. I'll make sure to set that up for you.
Probably will be on Tuesday next week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Here's my suggestion. If you have time, just a little bit of time, I'd say try to get things started with them because, of course, it takes about 7 to 14 days to develop a brand new website, right? But the sooner they talk to you, the sooner they can start working on things for you on that. I just want to make sure you get more bang for your buck, right? But if you decide, if you're like, you know what, this is taking too long and I need to reschedule, perfectly fine. That's, again, communication. So they'll go ahead and do that for you if you like. I mean, that's what I suggest. If not, I could set it for next Tuesday. That's perfectly fine.
Maybe Thursday this week. Thursday.
What time works for you? I got a pretty open slot on Thursday, so.
It will be between 12 and 1.
Okay, awesome. I'll set it for right for 12 to 1. How about that? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Let me go ahead. I'm going to send you an email. I'm going to send the same email over to our technician team as well. All you need to do is hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side just to show you that they're committed to this meeting as well, okay?
Okay.
Give me 2 seconds here. I'm going to send it out. All right. Okay, I'm sending it to you now. Let me know you got it. And I'm going to put a reminder in here for them as well, too.
Okay.
And they're going to be calling from an 877 number. I'll give you that full number so that way you can save it for to make sure you know who's calling in where. Okay.
Alright.
Nothing yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Awesome. The next part here is, again, we want to make sure I have just at least bare essential of things here, okay? Far as your hours of operations, on Google, I show Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Would you like to keep it that way?
Yes.
Okay. And now, again, I'm going to put it out for the whole 100 miles, I'm assuming, right? Just to get that wide range there for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle?
Checks, cash, and Zelle.
I love Zelle. I don't know why. It's just one of my things.
Nice and easy.
Yep. Yes, sir. All right. And then question for you. The website that you currently have, do you own that domain by any chance?
I believe I do.
You do. Okay. So I want to make sure we use that same domain when we make the new website for you. That way we're not confusing the customers. That's very important. So,
right.
Yes, sir. And then also, let's go over the real meat and potatoes here. Far as the key words that you'd like to be found for, I mean, we don't have to go through every single one of them, just to make sure we have enough for them to get started on things today, and that way when they talk to you on Thursday, they're not starting from scratch, okay? So Obviously, flooring experts. I mean, you know, can't forget that one. So, do you want? Is it okay to use the words like repair or installation?
Yeah.
Okay. Repair, install. And do you do a specific type of flooring, like wood, vinyl, or anything like that?
We do vinyl planks and real hardwood floors, and tile.
And tile is beautiful. Okay. I don't know about you, so I helped my father do some tile work before, and a lot of people don't like it because you're on their knees, you know, but I found it's very therapeutic for me. I don't know why. Is this the same for you or what? I don't know why. Yeah, I'm like putting the cement down, you know, I was just loving it. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's very, I would say it's very peaceful.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. I thought I was losing my mind. I was like, all right. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and send this over to our technician team right now. And the next part we're going to do is just two parts that we have left here. Okay. I want to make sure you're protected. So we're going to do a voice verification where everything's recorded. That way you're protected for the pricing. I'm going to put the pricing in that recording. I'm also going to, obviously we're going to earn your business for a long time. So knock on wood, but if you do decide to part ways in the future, of course, I tell you how to do that on this recording. And there's no cancellation fees, okay? So in the beginning, I'm going to ask a few questions. Try to answer as clearly as possible. And if you have questions for me, obviously, please, by all means, ask away. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Right.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rico's Flooring.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Victor Rico, and I'm the owner.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
All right. Of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, Rico, I'm going to hit pause for just a second here. So after this recording part, we're going to set up a security question and answer because we want to make sure we keep everything very confidential, strictly between you and us only, okay? We want to make sure every time we call in, we'll ask a security question. That's how you'll know it's us, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it, okay?
All right.
I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 20th in the non-refundable amount of $449. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 20th of every month in the same amount of $449. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. So that's the end of that right there. Rico, do me a favor. Don't forget your own answer to your security question, okay? I don't want you locked out of your own account.
Okay.
We have 3 choices. You can make up any answer you want, but we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet.
Okay, perfect. And what would that answer be?
Leo.
Leo, oh, that's awesome. I love it. Okay, so just a reminder, this will never change, okay? So if someone tries to change that by any means, you know it's a red flag, okay? All right, Victor, we're on our last bar here, man. So on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Just the first and last name.
Okay, perfect. And the first name is Victor. I finally got this right.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 301 Austin Avenue?
Yes.
Perfect. And what kind of payment method are we using today? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
I believe it's Visa.
Visa it is? Okay. Now, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Give me a second. So, the number is 4744-75-12-5507-5674.
Okay. And the expiration date?
0428.
Okay, and last but not least, the security code?
The 532.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I process the payment, now you know I'm not lying. We got you at a very good discount rate, a 50% off. So I want to make sure I refresh the account, make sure that this still looks the same so that way it doesn't move, okay? So there we go.
All right,
we're good to go. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $449. Now, you're going to receive a text and an email. I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you so you can see everything on paper for you, though. So let me know whichever comes first. That way I can direct you to see everything, okay? It's processing right now. So there it goes. All right, let me know whichever comes first.
Okay, the email.
Okay, beautiful. In the email, there should be one that says initial invoice. Do you see that one?
Let's see. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, let's pop that one open.
All right.
On the very top, it should say somewhere, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Yes.
Beautiful. Click that for me.
All right.
Perfect. In here, you should have a whole breakdown of everything we discussed, okay? I want you to take your time, read through it. If you have questions or concerns, ask away. I'm here with you, okay? Just as promised. Once you see that everything that we discuss is in there, at the very bottom, there's a spot above where you have to sign your name. There's a checkbox you have to click. And then you're going to sign your name just like it is on the card. And let me know when it goes through from there.
It says see a counter and an error.
Oh, it says like an error. Oh, no. Is it saying error 500 or something like that?
Yeah.
All right. Hang in real quick for me. I'm going to do this 1 second. I'm going to send a text as well. Hold on. I don't know why every time it's coming from me, myself, so this is not you. Give me just a second here.
Yeah, I got it, but still that's the same thing.
Yeah, okay. Hang tight with me. I know you've been patient with me. I'm so sorry. Sometimes it happens only for me, you know? But like I said, I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you so that way you can see everything. You'll see the ads in there, breakdown of all of it. I just want to make sure I keep to my promises here. So I'm going to take like 2-3 minutes at max here, okay, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So, Rico, have you always lived in that area or did you move from a different area?
No, I've always been living in Marietta.
Oh, get out of here. Okay. All right. Don't hate me, okay? But every time I drove through Georgia, I feel like the drivers just don't like me or something. I mean, I'm a pretty safe driver, but is it just me?
No, they can be very, I would say, some people don't know how to drive.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not just you. I mean, it's just pretty much everybody. Especially whenever we're driving those big trucks, people just like kind of come out of nowhere.
Oh yeah, yeah. I almost had
horrible.
And I feel like they should be more safer because I see a lot of deers over there. They'd be jumping out. So.
Yeah, I had a few friends that they've been hit by a deer, or they hit a deer.
Oh, you hit a deer?
No, what? I had a few friends of mine that they hit a deer. So.
Oh, are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, we're talking about like years ago, so. That's fine.
Man, that's good. I'm glad. My father got hit by a deer. He was driving, and believe it or not, the deer came in. It rammed right into his car in the back seat. It was a little horrific. Yeah, he got stuck in the back of the window.
Oh wow! Yeah. Was he okay?
I mean, the car was trashed. It was done for. When he pulled over, the deer was still in there, still alive, kicking and going crazy.
Yeah.
But he was okay, though. Yeah. They both were, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Like, you don't hear that happen.
it's always bad to someone, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I never realized when they say, like, you know, get stuck at, like, a deer in a headlight, you know, they just stop moving or they run to the light. I feel like it's a moth or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. I'm going to try this one more time, and then if it doesn't go through, I'm going to check with them again, let them know that it didn't. But in the meantime, go ahead and give it a shot one more time, though. Let's click on – or exit out of it first.
Okay.
And then let's go ahead and give it a shot now.
No, it still gives me the error.
You got it, can't me. Okay, let me let them know right now.
So I had to cancel the guys that I had before?
Yes. Make sure to let them know that you'd like to cancel your service. And because working with two people, first off, you don't want to spend waste the money, I'm going to say, in that sense, right? But then it wouldn't work out between working with two SEO companies. That wouldn't work out at all. If anything, it will hurt your business. So I highly suggest not to do that ever, okay? But I'm pretty positive that this is going to work very well for you, just knowing your area, too. So I'm not worried about that at all. Plus, because you have that web presence, things will be a lot quicker and smoother for you. On average, for Google Ads to get out there for you in all your areas, is about 2 weeks, 7 to 14 days to be exact. But, again, it'll probably be quicker for you. That's what I'm assuming, just because you already have a web presence.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I guess I have to give them a call to cancel my subscription.
Yes, sir. Make sure you do that. And then don't forget, you got your – oh, yes. Do you have a pen and paper on you or a way to take down a phone number?
Yes, give me a second. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, so the phone number that they're going to call from, and I want you to save this phone number, it's 877.
877.
635.
635.
6225.
All right. All right.
Perfect. All right, save that number. It's very important because that's the number they're going to call from. It's not a spam call, okay?
yeah, because sometimes they will call me and on my caller ID, they will say that it's a scam calling.
Okay, yep.
Scam lightly, so I don't answer those calls. But I had a few customers calling me, and for some reason, it will appear as a scam lately, but they will leave me a message, and I will call them back, and they're actually decent clients.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, this one, that's why I wanted to give you the number, because I want you to save it. This is how you get to communicate with our whole team. If you have trouble with Google Ads, just say Google Ads,
right,
or customer support or website. They're, that's what they're there for. So make sure you utilize them. That's what you're paying them for, okay?
All right. All right, so I'm going to save this number then.
Okay. If they don't answer me in the next 2 minutes, would it be all right for you, for me to give you a call within like 5 minutes, just to make sure I'm on the phone with you so you can see your invoice on there? Don't sign anything, obviously, until you actually read that. Is that all right with you? I just want to make sure here.
Well, I'm about to go to an appointment right now.
Okay, okay. Well, what time works for you? I want to make sure I'm still with you, you know?
Probably around 4 or 5.
4 or 5 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. I do have an appointment in between, so give me some time on there, but I will still call, or I even can I text this number to say, hey, give it a shot first, so that way to read it, because you don't have to sign nothing. I want you to make sure to read it first, make sure everything's there. Then what you do,
right,
and then sign, okay? Once that happens, okay, hold on. Actually, they're getting back to me right now. Let's see here. Yeah, at least they're jumping on it right now. But once you do sign, you see everything that's good and you sign, it'll take you to a login page where it says account login, password, and login, right? For that,
right,
you won't need to do anything. On Thursday, they're going to develop that password and login with you so that way they can show you how to track your traffic, your analytics, your calls, everything. That's going to be your best friend. So actually, they said that
okay,
it's fixed now. So let's go ahead and exit out and give it a shot one more time for me, please.
All right, that worked.
Okay, beautiful. As promised, I'm going to stay on the phone here with you. Take your time on there. Let me know if you have any questions, okay?
Okay.
Rico is still there with me, though, right? Just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, I don't want you thinking I hang up on you, you know?
No, no.
Okay, good.
Alright.
Awesome. Alright. So at that bottom, like I said, there's a checkbox that catches everybody. It's so small. We have to click that and then click to where to type in your name, first and last name. And then it should take you to a login. Let me know if you get there.
Yeah.
Alright. Beautiful. We're all set, partner. I appreciate your patience. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry.
No, thank you.
Not a thing on your end. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, sir. So remember, Thursday, we got you logged in here, and they'll call. I'll try to call in. Actually, no, they'll probably call in. I'm going to be in a meeting there. So they'll call, introduce themselves with you, go over everything we went over, just to make sure we have everything correct still, and then also go over the website and stuff like that. If you have questions for them, ask away. That's your guys, okay? That's your bread and butter right there.
Sounds perfect.
All right, Rico. Pleasure talking with you. Welcome to the family, sir. Congratulations.
Thank you for once a day.
You too, Rico. Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.